This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I wish I could play the drums. What do you think it would be like if we had a little drum roll every time we went on the air? Bum, 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 bum. Okay, I didn't get much
what
response to that.
Here?
That's the DJV show, Jennifer. You're the J in that in this application. Victoria Keelan is the V. J is out, and so it's D, Doug, J, Jen, V, Victoria. With the annual report compiled, which ranks freedom in the 50 states, according to many different metrics, personal freedom, free markets, taxation, so forth and so on. So, if you want to know what the top, the best ones first, and then the worst ones, in terms of what how this all straightens, so at number five on the best, the freest states, South Dakota. Number four.
What's the criteria?
The criteria is personal freedoms, lack of government involvement and interference in your life, the free markets.
California is not at the top of the list.
California is, let's see, well, that's at the other end of the list. I'll go through the other list. But first, the top five, the best ones in terms of freedom, according to the Cato Institute. All right? Taxation is number one on the hit parade with that bunch like it is with me. That's why I like reading their stuff. Anyway, South Dakota is at five. Tennessee is at four. Nevada is three. Florida, two. And New Hampshire, number one. I remember the fellow...
So New Hampshire's living up to their slogan?
Live free or die. Yes. Well, there's a fellow who's been doing a syndicated, a couple of guys doing a syndicated program out of Keene, New Hampshire for quite a long time. I forget what it's called, but it has to do, well, Free Talk Live. Thank you, Phil. That's right. So one of the guys is in jail. He was the host of that program because they were selling crypto to listeners. And apparently that's against some kind of regulation. I'm not sure exactly what law they violated. But this guy's, he was in, let's see, he was, if I remember the story correctly, he was interviewed by Michael Harrison when he was in jail. It was one of the podcasts at MHInterview.com that we talked about on the Countdown show. I think he's out of jail now. He's wearing an ankle bracelet. But he could face some serious jail time. And it kind of it comes up. This is an important conversation to have, especially at this time of year, because this is tax week. The money that you owe the government, or if the government is us, you owe yourself, in a manner of speaking. We know what a joke that's become. But at any rate, the money that we owe brings us around to thinking about what does it mean to be free. We aren't free of a lot of obligations anymore. We really aren't free. We're free, better, where depends on your degree, how you define freedom. We're more free than most other countries, but we still have a lot of stuff that kind of smacks of not being very free. And that's why I ask you all, as you write out your checks to the government, to think about where that money is going and what better uses could, much, if not most of it, go. You know, it goes to war, and it goes to entitlements, and it goes to this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, a lot of times what I object to, one of the things I object to, is that the government supports charities. And I don't, some of the charities I might like, and some of them I might not like. Why would the government, why is it okay for the government to give money to certain groups and certain individuals that are not governmental, that are 501c3s, and they support certain causes? If I don't like, it's like people who are union members whose money is taken from them as dues, and they use that money, the leaders of the unions, to support candidates that the rank and file doesn't like. And that creates all kinds of problems. There's suits every year or every election
in
year
that
because
case,
of things
that's
like
even
that.
More acceptable because you're joining a club, right? I mean, when you join a union, you're essentially joining a private club.
Well,
so
why should that be?
But what I'm saying is, like, it's more, well, I have friends in unions who are very upset with a lot of the candidates that get chosen, and they're basically told, here you go, this is who we're voting for, you break rank, and then it becomes a really big problem. But still, like, you're joining that club. We, as American citizens, non-union members, like what you're saying, are getting lumped into the same club without us willfully joining the club.
Yeah. Right.
So I think you're right. I think it is. But like the unions for a long time, like my mom was a teacher and in the teachers union. She happened to like politically what the union became. The union was in business though to protect workers. It wasn't to become a political body.
Instead,
all of these unions now have become a political body. And for a long time, you really couldn't get out of them. If you were a teacher, you had to be in the teachers union. And it wasn't until just a couple of years ago where you could have the opt out feature where your money would not
happen. There are a couple of serious suits though, Jen. That brought that about.
I actually know the lady.
Yeah. Right.
One of the ladies, Rebecca Friedrichs is her name. She was a teacher who did not want to be part of the teachers union in California. And her case was argued in front of the Supreme Court. And they deemed it unconstitutional to require, especially now that unions' functionality has really changed, becoming more political and political bodies. So now you can opt out. I'm sure there's still retribution if you do, but it's not supposed to exist, and there's probably some legal recourse for you if it does. But it, you know, whenever you're forced into something and they say, well, we're going to start getting political and act in your best interest, no thanks. And I think for a lot of private groups, they're taking a lot of grant money, which I guess I have less trouble with as long as they go through the application process. And I think as long as the application process is the same for the government based on no matter who's in control, I think that maybe could be one of the more fair ways to get access to government funding. But
speaking of the Supreme Court, the late RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, had some pretty interesting things in her art collection. She had a lot of things that, not only in her art collection, but the things that were her personal items, which are now going up for auction. There's a Picasso. There's a mink coat. Imagine her wearing that in public. She's
back
done
in
some
the day,
art.
Right? My
yeah,
mom's
right,
got a couple
exactly.
sitting and collecting dust.
Really?
What do you do with them?
Give them to the homeless to
now.
Keep them warm. Is it politically incorrect to give them to the homeless to keep them warm? So
I think that's actually a great idea.
It is a great idea, but if people say, oh,
maybe
no,
she doesn't have
it
anymore. I'll have to ask her. But, yeah, I remember being
it's
a little
It's not like
thin,
you can make them disappear. I mean, the animal has made its sacrifice now, so you might as well put it to good use.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Anyway, so there are catalogs with a lot of things. She has artwork, drawings, that sort of thing, a lot of different collections. And so they're going to be auctioned off in Alexandria, Virginia. Actually, 150 different items from her Watergate apartment. All the proceeds will benefit the Washington National Opera. So there you go. She had a piano. She's a pianist. They gave that to the opera already. And there are some other things. Here's one of the most affordable items, a concert poster from a show featuring RBG's grandson. $20 is the price. Yeah.
Like all a right. school concert.
Yeah, right. Okay, I didn't mean to get distracted. It's your fault, ladies. You distracted me from continuing on my appointed rounds with the freedom quotient. So we went through the top five free estates according.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Nice payoff.
Right. South Dakota,
wait, I thought
Tennessee.
We finished it. New Hampshire, Nevada.
Yeah. We finished the top five freest ones. We didn't give you the
now
one to the bottom.
Now we need to hear about the commie states.
Jennifer's eager to get to this because she knows California's there.
Wait. Let me make a prediction. Hold on. New York, New Jersey, California. That'd be another one that's pretty
Hawaii.
Funny. Oh, good one. That's another commie state. One more, huh?
All right.
Hey, I'm in Jersey. I don't think we're in a commie state.
It's a commie state. I hate
it's
to
not.
Tell you. I hate to tell you. It's bad.
This is a very there are huge red pockets in Jersey. It's not a commie state. And
red, red, commie.
Like commie. No, not red, white commie.
Did I nail it? Did I get at least the four?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you need a
what
little help. But
you need maybe
Oregon.
Well, Oregon, always a good one. Yeah.
So wait, so read the complete list then. So the
list,
what are
the bottom
five?
Let's see, New York, Hawaii, California, New Jersey, and Oregon. That's the bottom five.
And who did this survey?
The Cato Institute.
Cato, like Cato Kalin?
Cato Kalin. He's got a new research lab.
Is that what he's doing these days?
Spelled with a C.
It's in a guest house.
Yeah, it wasn't Cato. Oh, it was Cato with a K, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm actually really disappointed with you guys. I cannot believe that we have been sitting together for a whole morning and we have not talked about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Have you guys been watching this trial?
I actually watched pieces of it last night, and I was appalled even at the way he looked. Never mind what he said.
Well,
these people are so weird. He's weird. And she, look,
off the bridge.
I don't have any love between either of these two. I don't really, I don't have like, oh my gosh, I'm a fangirl. But I believe that he got his rear end kicked by her. I believe that she did some of the things that he said. And they talked about the defecating in the bed. I mean, these people
remember that
weird
and then it turns out it wasn't her, like she'd put dog poop in the bed, right?
He came back and said that it was, and that all he could do was laugh, and that her excuse the next day was that it was dog poop, but he knew his dogs and he knew what it looked like, and that
dog
wasn't
poop
his dog
doesn't
poop.
Smell like human poop.
Ew.
I mean, we've talked about this trial in the trending report, and it keeps getting worse and worse for both of them. I think for her, no, she's not a household name, so it's probably good publicity for her. But for him, we're just watching his career go up in flames every day that he sits through this trial. This is
so
a horrible mistake.
He testified for 2 days, and I listened to a lot of it. This does not help her. She sat there kind of like stoically. The stuff like they would be fighting, and she would push her way into the bathroom, and then she'd scream that she'd hurt her toe. And he said he leaned down to check her toe out, and she kicked him in the skull. I mean, I don't know. She gets her chance up on the witness stand. Maybe the tides will turn a little bit, but
both
some
of
the stuff.
Each other.
I think they were both
unhealthy.
Drunk all the time, and I think they
all
were on drugs.
And he admitted it. He talked about how he would have various, like, you know, he'd go through sober patches and then he'd break it, and a lot of times it would be fighting. Ooh,
yeah.
Speaking of lovely couples, the Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt legal battle continues. We talk about that on the DJV download. The current one, the most recent one, at djvshow.com. Also, don't forget, you can get our program, the whole thing, all day, every day. Oh, and don't forget, I talk about my woodchuck issues in the current podcast as well. Check it out at djvshow.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, trending time at 23 after the hour from our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, or individually at Doug Steffen, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Jay Kirshner. The continuing conversation I think we need to have. The ladies have just spent the last 4 minutes talking about the court case.
I'm like
Johnny
into it
Depp
now.
I can't look away. I know. It's like, it's just, I can't look away. It's
train
awful.
Wreck. What in the world would ever possess? I'm listening because I actually saw a snippet of him and he looked awful getting out of a car
he
going to the court.
He gained so much weight.
Yesterday.
He just looks.
Yeah, he
awful.
Looks. Yeah.
Well, he dresses weird and he's got the man bun and his the way he, like his diction. I don't know. It's just his delivery is very, very strange. He obviously has issues where he's not a real people person. And one thing I didn't realize, I guess I had forgotten from my days of, you know, Tiger Beat and Teen Beat magazine, is that when he first came to town, he wanted to be a musician. And it was it Sean Penn or Nicolas Cage? I always get them confused. One of those two said, you know, your band isn't working out. And he was getting ready to leave and give up on it. He's like, you should be an actor. And they put him in touch with the agent. And that was when he got Nightmare on Elm Street. That's when he got 21 Jump Street. And that's when he went on to get to his big success. But he never set out, I guess, to be an actor. He just kind of, but he loved it because he said he got to be other people. I don't know. It's how people can put themselves into relationships like that and stay. I broke up with someone for hanging up on me once. I can't handle drama. It's exhausting. And how these people thrive on it. Oh, my God.
Well, I think when you've got two drug and alcohol people, I think it's
totally.
Right.
You know, yeah.
So there's a movie coming out in the next month that stars Nicolas Cage, and it's about Nicolas Cage. It's the weirdest.
It's the only movie he hasn't made is the one about himself.
One about him.
About himself.
Yeah,
he makes one every week.
And it is really, the trailer, is, I mean, I'm going to go see it because it looks so weird. It's
I can't wait for that review.
Gosh, yeah. I have so much to tell you. I feel like we just haven't chatted in so long. But I was also watching, we have a couple of presidential libraries in Southern California that are awesome. The Nixon Library and the Reagan Library are great.
Yeah.
The Nixon Library, Brett Baer from Fox News came out and hosted a panel with Sean Penn and with Robert C. O'Brien. Robert C. O'Brien was the national security under the Trump administration. Sean Penn, you know, is the actor. But they're friends. Imagine this, reaching across the aisle. And they even said, we agree on nothing politically, but we love each other like they're buddies.
It should be. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess he used O'Brien to give him, like, information and clearance when he was in Ukraine because he was doing this documentary. I really want to see this documentary now. Sean Penn, I mean, he was in there with Zelensky. Robert O'Brien told him, you need to get out of there. They were in this bunker. They didn't even know if it was day or night when they left. The conversation they had at the Nixon Library was so interesting, and they showed pieces of it on TV. I'm now excited to see this Sean Penn documentary
it'd be
on Ukraine. Yeah.
Well, and the interesting thing about it, one little extra thing on that Sean Penn thing, it started last October. So it started all before.
He was from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. I was going to talk about Adele.
You love Adele.
I do love Adele.
If you heard the rumors going around about her, you wouldn't like her as much.
Why? What's the matter with her? She's hard to work with?
Yeah, like major diva moments, and it's not good. Really? That's why this whole Vegas show has been completely scrapped, and they're starting from the beginning now.
Well, she fired everybody, right?
And or a lot of people quit. According to Dumois, a lot of people quit. She was very difficult.
Huh. That's too bad. Gee whiz. Now I won't like her anymore, Victoria. All right, where are we? It looks like 28 past.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Centers for Disease Control and the Biden administration is asking for the appeal. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz on Newsmax says the CDC has been playing political science when it comes to masks.
The CDC has been following not the science, but the political science.
Rust Movie Productions LLC was fined the maximum, over $136,000, by New Mexico's Occupational Health and Safety Bureau on Wednesday after a cinematographer was fatally shot by actor Alec Baldwin on set. Occupational investigators found that this tragic incident never would have happened if Rust Movie Productions, LLC, had followed national film industry standards for firearm safety. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hundreds of French university students on Thursday occupied and blocked buildings in the Sorbonne in Paris and other schools to express their displeasure over France's presidential election. In fact, they opposed both candidates, Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen, saying that neither would do enough to protect the poor or the environment. Now that a federal judge has lifted the mask mandate for planes and other forms of transportation, Dr. Mehmet Oz, a GOP candidate for the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania, he was on Newsmax and weighs in.
The judge said it was capricious and arbitrary that the CDC was limiting our ability to travel by mandating masks and planes, trains, and just about every other form of transport. I think the judge was correct in her decision, and I do believe for a while anyway, the CDC has been following not the science, but the political science. And that's why I suspect the DOJ said, is it really worth fighting over just another 10 days of wearing masks that don't make a difference? The CDC, by the way, at the very start of the pandemic, as I spoke about frequently, said planes were pretty safe. You know, half the air is from outside the cockpit. There's no virus at 35,000 feet. And the rest of it's through really meticulous purifying systems that I wish we had in our homes. So you're in pretty good shape on a plane. I know people have phobias about COVID, but the medical reality is we're going to have to learn to travel without masks. They don't help most people if they've already had natural immunity. They don't help people if they've been well vaccinated. Young people didn't benefit from them. So let's let America go back to reality again.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to straighten out my course, and now I'm all set. It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program, inside the world of information and things that are happening. You know what I mean, ladies? It's happening.
It's happening.
Happening. Jennifer Horn's happening. Victoria Keelan is happening. Doug Steffen happens when it matters, as much as can be expected. So there's a lot of food news today, and we'll go to, this is like on the, this is on-the-spot reporting from Victoria Keelan, who's in New Jersey, site of the Dunkin' Donuts lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a lot of people who are upset with Dunkin' Donuts because their coffee is too hot. How many times have we seen the same stupid scenario played out?
It's not just that the coffee is too hot. There are three separate lawsuits in New Jersey against Dunkin' because the workers didn't properly put the lids on. The lids were not fitting the cups properly, and that's what caused the spill and the injuries.
Straightened by management. Somebody says, make sure the cups are on. What do we have to go to court for, or something like this?
Well, I don't know. But one, I mean, if you want the breakdown, some of this is hilarious. So
yeah, I would like
one
to.
Of
we,
the
we need
so
a good
one
laugh.
Of the. One of the lawsuits, alleges that that the Dunkin' Donuts store was negligent in the preparation, sale, and service of the coffee, and that it was also too hot, causing second and third degree burns on one victim.
So how many times has that happened? McDonald's, you didn't remember that?
Oh yeah,
suit
remember
from
the
McDonald's?
Sure, years ago. But here's the funniest part to me. So this couple, right, this is lawsuit number one. The wife says in the official complaint that as a result of these coffee injuries suffered by her husband, that she suffered a loss of her husband's aid, comfort, conjugal fellowship,
right,
and consortium. What? I mean,
erectile dysfunction caused by a cup of coffee.
Come on. I mean, did it burn his ding-dong off? Like, I don't get it. Like, what happened? He's like, oh, I don't have a stir. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So the other two, sir, the other two are less hilarious, but
cha-ching.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes, but yeah.
All right. So here's another suit. This time, McDonald's and Burger King, among others, are being sued for the packaging. You'll remember the lawsuit involving Forever Chemicals, mostly in McDonald's hamburgers and buns. Well, now apparently they're using the same stuff in their packaging. They don't use it in their food anymore, but they use it in the packaging. So here you go. I was talking about this with
is this true? I mean, because then the insinuation is that they're trying to kill you. And I don't buy it, because if you kill everybody that likes McDonald's, then they don't
won't
have
any customers.
Well, it's
right,
cheap,
exactly.
Though.
And this is the kind of stuff that this causes, like, you know, the PFAS, those are the forever chemicals. You hear that word a lot.
Yeah,
you know, this is not something that's going to kill you like salmonella or, you know, like it's not, you're not, it, this takes decades.
It's a long, painful
but
death.
It is. It leads to cancer and everything else. But it's also really cheap, and that's why they're using it in their packaging. And so they found that.
Why? What's the matter with paper? Why do they need any? With newspaper or
I think
whatever? What do they need?
Newspaper. Yeah,
I don't think you have fish and chips.
Right. Excellent. Yeah, exactly. Excellent suggestion. So they found that with Burger King and McDonald's, that the highest levels of these chemicals were in the bags for the French fries, the cookies, and the Chicken McNuggets, as well as the Big Mac container.
Ooh.
So for Burger King, the cookie and French toast sticks bags, those little, you know, those little wrapper bags, chicken nuggets, Whopper, stuff like that, those are the ones that had all of the chemicals in it. Now, this report, I mean, McDonald's and Burger King are the two biggest ones, but the report also covered Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A, Arby's, Trader Joe's,
and Stop
and Shop.
Well, they all get the paper from the same place. It's the same manufacturer.
It wasn't as high, but they definitely found the PFAS in those packaging. Some of the companies that were better off were Chipotle, Panera Bread, White Castle, of all things, and Whole Foods, which you would expect.
Yeah, I don't understand how. It just is stupid to be found out and when what it takes now out of your reputation. It's just,
well, at least they're not baking it into their buns anymore. I mean, that's a little more civilized. Just have it as part of the wrapping.
Now, if you're eating the McRib, you're still eating yoga mat chemicals, which
just
is,
don't do that.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
All right, next item from the food news department is that Panera Bread. They just call them Panera now, right? It's not Panera Bread anymore. It's just Panera.
I think the technical name is Panera Bread,
Panera
but I've
Bread.
Never said, I'm going to Panera Bread. I just say
I
Panera.
Like Panera, frankly.
I love Panera.
They've announced a
their
new
chicken
subscription
salad is amazing.
Service. You can pay a flat monthly fee of $10.99, and you get all the self-serve beverages you want. That would be really something that would appeal
That's
to me.
That's a great deal, actually, because you
is,
can get
is.
Tea, you can get coffee. Yeah. You can, you know, I mean, it's not just soft drinks. That's pretty good.
I think this is well-timed, too, because a lot of people are back in the office now, and Panera is a huge office, you know, lunchtime spot.
Yeah. They have a, let's see here, it's for their, they have Panera Plus Coffee, which they've been doing this sort of thing. It's worked so well. I guess that's why they're trying it here.
I mean, think about it. $10 is like two Starbucks drinks.
Yeah,
so,
that stuff never appeals to me. I don't pay any attention to it. Who is it that's influenced to go to Panera because of that? Who would be a person?
Well, it means you're already a customer and you're saving money now. I mean, Panera has a really pretty loyal following.
I like Panera. I have the soup and the
sandwich.
But
what do you drink when you get there? But you don't ever drink anything?
I always have water. Yeah, no, I always drink water.
love, like Jen said, I love the herbal, the cold herbal teas that they have.
The teas are so good.
And, and it's so helpful because it labels it, like which one has sugar added to it, which one doesn't. Yeah. I think they're great.
Back to the McDonald's chain. Prices are up almost 8% year over year. So what didn't it used to be? What was the Big Mac?
Do you remember the Big Mac index? So yes. The way that you track how the economy is going is by the price of a Big Mac, right? And so you can see how inflation has taken hold and all of this. And so the Big Mac, I guess, is at record high prices, which who knew? I didn't know that they were. What it,
see,
what
I thought it was
like
the same everywhere. I thought the price of a Big Mac was the same.
I had no
idea. Twice as much as, well, that's $2 more in Austin, Texas. You go down the road to Dallas and it's $5.69, but it's $7.25 or whatever it is. No, wait a minute. Austin's the cheapest. I did it backwards. The cheapest Big Mac is $3.75 there, but it's $2 more than that in Dallas. And in Seattle, it's, let's see here, $6.39. It's dependent, they say, on the minimum wage, which I guess makes sense.
That does make sense.
You gotta, I mean, I think it's so funny. So many people think, well, yeah, pay people more. And then when their Big Mac goes up, they're like, why is it so expensive here? Well, you've got $17 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah. Okay, next up, for those of you who like Lucky Charms, there are reports of people getting sick eating Lucky Charms. So the foodies and druggies are investigating Lucky Charms. 100 reports of illness this past week. Reports came from people who claim to have experienced nausea. Oh, this is a great ad. Vomiting and diarrhea as a result of eating Lucky Charms. How unlucky can you get?
This started last fall, and it's been building and building. But I also kind of wonder, you know, the norovirus has been everywhere. I almost wonder if this is like a coincidence that the people who've gotten norovirus also happen to eat Lucky Charms.
How else does it get into cereal?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like bagged spinach where someone's pooped in a field and it makes its way into a bag.
Can you get listeria from cereal?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Can you?
It'd be hard. Yeah, this is the best part about
this. Baked, so.
If there's a best part, is the place where you go to report you're being sick. IWasPoisoned.com.
That is straight to the point. I like that.
I heard they're going to have a new marshmallow come out next year. They're little bottles of Pepto-Bismol.
Right. Don't mind me, Lucky Charms.
Here are the foods to add to your diet. If you want better brain health, putting together the meal, these doctors say that you should opt for BOGOs, berries, olive oil, greens, omega-3s and spices, best for your brain, blueberries and raspberries. How about, I eat them. That's why my brain is so strong, because I eat lots of blueberries, antioxidants, lots of nutrients that promote memory functioning and a healthy brain. Let's see.
So berries, berries,
and
olive oil?
This is the BOGO diet. Berries, olive oil, greens, omega-3s, and spices.
That's a good acronym. That's easy to remember.
Yeah, BOGO. We always
all that, women know BOGO. We're already born knowing BOGO.
Born,
but I don't understand.
Buy one, get
BOGO.
One free.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But BOGO is B-O-G-O. Where do you get spices?
BOGOs.
BOGOs.
Right. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so let's see. Extra virgin olive oil is associated with lower risk for Alzheimer's because compounds in it can assist in the brain's natural cellular cleanup process. Leafy greens like spinach and Swiss chard, excellent addition to a meal because of lack of B9 vitamins.
Does anybody really like Swiss chard? I don't know.
No thanks.
Swiss chard is pretty much like spinach, and
flavor it with like a lot
beets.
Of other.
I like kale. Greens. I know a lot of people are weird, they think you're weird for liking kale. I love it.
It's a weed.
But Swiss chard is just it's very tough to get.
Yeah, not a fan.
Like Brussels sprouts for me.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Gross cabbages.
So sauerkraut.
It's very healthy for you, but
yeah,
I know. My dad eats it almost every day.
Oof. Physical therapist puts it on everything, she says. It.
Yeah.
When she goes home at night
and
fix dinner. Yeah. Your father does?
He loves it. Once he found out it's healthy, he eats it a lot.
Is he a kimchi fan, too?
No. But see, you have to understand we're Czech, and so my grandmother had a lot of kimchi. It's like pickled cabbage or something. But
it's
my grandmother, because
version, basically.
We're Czech, we used to have sauerkraut in the house all the time. So he grew up with it, so he loves it. And then when he found out it was healthy, he has started including it, like, a lot.
Also, to reduce your risk for brain malfunction, turmeric, which is something I take every day and I give it to Daisy. Black pepper, you can use that as a seasoning. Cinnamon, I have that every day. Saffron, rosemary, and gingers. I have ginger of that group. I have gingerman, cinnamon, gingerman, good night. Ginger, cinnamon, and turmeric every day. That's good for your brain, too. So, there it is. There's the recipe for a long life and happy living.
Saffron's great if you can afford it.
Yeah.
If it's real saffron, I mean, it's the little tiny orange little sprigs, and it looks like you're getting two little hairs of it, and it's $20.
Isn't there a Simon and Garfunkel song that has this part of the lyric line?
Parsley, saffron. Sage, rosemary, and thyme.
No. Yeah, it's, no, it's another song. Phil, help me on this.
Saffron?
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm just wild about saffron.
I'm just wild about
that
saffron.
Wasn't
Thank
Simon
you.
And Garfunkel.
Wow. Who was it? Who was it? Donovan? Dillian was
probably
one of those from that
era. VeggieTales, wasn't
it? Yeah. The prices in grocery stores, I don't have to tell you this. Inflation at record levels, low prices, the most important criteria now for people when they go to the food store. This is the way it shakes out.
Grocery store.
46% said low price was their most important reason for going to a store. Freshness, 40% said that was their most thing. 39% said convenience. 15% said seasonality. 12% origin of food. Fair trade stuff was 9%. That's how it shakes out. At your favorite food store, Jennifer, it's a 48 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Ken Gronhaus is here. DJV Health Time is 53 past the hour. And to focus on some questions that obviously have maybe quicker answers than we might be able to get to as we explore lots of different regions of your health during the bulk of the DJV program, which you can hear every week and every weekend, plus the DJV Health podcast with Dr. Ken. You can catch that and all the DJV Health Show podcasts free at djvhealthshow.com. If you have questions about something, you can see the list of all of the, over years and years and years, the conversations that Ken and I have had encapsulated on the podcast. So if you got questions, lots of the most recent one, take a look at recent popularity of knee surgery. So check that out and all the studies that Ken looks at and works on at djvhealthshow.com. So here's the focus on screening for women, the false positives, mammograms. I've often thought that even though they're more expensive, that you ought to have MRIs. Women should have MRIs. Insurance won't pay for that, though, right? Is that the problem?
You hit it exactly.
Yeah. So that's the end of the story.
but we know that about half women get annual mammograms over a 10-year period will have a false positive finding at some point. So ultrasound and MRIs, hopefully in the future, will have a bigger role because we need to do better.
Yeah, we sure do. All right, connected to that, there's a new hormone pill that may boost outcomes for older breast cancer patients. All right, here we go, trying to pronounce. This came out of a cancer symposium. Yeah, here we go. ELACESTRANT. We are having a hard time pronouncing some of these new, some of the new medicines. Elacestrant, you want to try that? Is that Ella? Elacestrant, Ellis. I don't sound too smart when I go through some of these things, but why? And that's we ask these questions all the time. Why the heck do they come up with these hard names? Why not just call it Ellis Strant or something instead of putting a lot of extra vowels
in consonants? I don't know if you're reading the scientific name, which you probably are, or the brand name. Usually the brand name is easy, and the scientific name, you know, if it doesn't sound complicated, then it's not important research.
All right. Okay, well, anyway, this hormone pill is supposed to boost the outcome. As we were just saying, the mammograms aren't so good, so you take one of these pills and it makes the reading better, I suppose. Is that what this is all about? Especially if you're older, right? And how old are you supposed to, do you have to be, when women go through menopause, should they stop getting breast cancer examinations, breast exams?
No, I think you should continue. I think that, you know, part of this has to be individualized by your genetics, your risk, your history, your alcohol use. So, this is a question you just have to talk to your doctor about.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think you ought to try to insist, especially if there's cancer. I know with my daughter, she insisted my wife died of breast cancer, horrible 21 years of having stage 4, and Megan wanted to make sure that it wasn't in her system. And then even after that was proved that it wasn't, she didn't have a new system, still she takes great care at having the examination.
But and let me just say simply about all this, Doug, is that I think if you know as a woman that you're at high risk, what you're pointing out, you know, Megan, her family history, you've had genetic testing, you've used too much adult beverages, your weight is a little too high for your height, and if you have any of the big risk factors, you should insist on getting an MRI, because the people who are at high risk for breast cancer, these are the people who really need the MRI.
Right. All right, so make sure you get the...
For screening for breast cancer.
Right, yeah, you need to really kind of focus on that. All right, do we have a quick comment about, I see a study on cochlear implants. This is what Rush Limbaugh had. I think he made these famous, didn't he, because he lost his hearing. So do you get your hearing back with these implants?
Yeah, with the right doctor, with the right implant, it can really be life improving in so big a way. Sometimes this has a huge effect. It doesn't help everyone in all times, but it's to talk to a good ear doctor, because some people are really helped quite a bit by this.
It looks strange. I've seen a couple of other people who've had the implant. It's actually put into your skull and somehow connected to your Eustachian tube, I guess, isn't it? Is that what happens?
Yes, it's an electronic device. It stimulates the cochlear nerve. And this is the nerve for hearing, and helps a lot of people, but not everybody.
Yep. All right, there it is. Answers to questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.